dedicated and forward-thinking individuals to join their growing team. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
64 degrees in Lawrence, 66 in Manhattan. It is 6:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Reach an engaged and influential audience by becoming a KPR corporate sponsor. It's an efficient, effective way to recognize your business and support public media. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Stay with us. News headlines coming up in just about 12 minutes. Before we get to 7 o'clock, Boeing reported a staggering loss of $6 billion in the third quarter. A disappointing earnings report comes the same day that striking machinists are voting on a new contract offer. Joel Rose has that story coming up. Also, we'll have a conversation with musician Wyatt Flores about his new album and his honesty about mental health, all of that coming up on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
KPR's annual Live Day features performances by area artists, including pianist Lucy Tan, the Ensemble Jopera, the Ad Astra Duo, and more. That's going to happen on Friday. Concerts originating from the KPR Performance Studio and the Lawrence Public Library. Join us for Live Day Friday starting at 9 a.m. on your KPR One stations. Clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 40s, 30% chance of rain tomorrow with a high back in the mid-80s. The time is 6:20.
Pennsylvania tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition will be coming your way. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, honoring former Supreme Court Justice and founder of iCivics, Sandra Day O'Connor, with the Dole Leadership Prize. Thursday, October 24th, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
News headlines coming up next. 63 degrees in Lawrence. It is 6:30.
Piers buyers are still waiting, with home prices rising, hurricanes making an impact, and the election less than 2 weeks away. Laurel Wamsley, NPR News.
Well, stocks finished lower across the board on Wall Street. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. State health officials say a case of E. coli identified in Kansas has been traced to a McDonald's in Colorado. Another E. coli case has been reported in Missouri. Federal health officials are investigating an outbreak linked to food from McDonald's that has now sickened 50 people nationwide. KSNT reports that 50 people in 10 states have been affected by the outbreak. The majority of cases are coming from Nebraska and Colorado. 10 people have been hospitalized. In Colorado, one person died. New data from the Guttmacher Institute finds that the number of monthly abortions in Kansas declined this summer from more than 2,000 per month in the spring to around 1,400 in July. That reflects a temporary closure of one of the state's largest abortion clinics. The Trust Women Clinic in Wichita closed in May due to leadership turmoil. It reopened in August. Guttmacher data scientist Isaac Matto-Zimmet says clinic closures can significantly limit abortion access in states like Kansas.
Kansas in particular doesn't have an enormous amount of clinics. And it's one of the ways in which individual situations can magnify impacts for folks, because it's a clinic network that is really taking on a big patient load.
The Guttmacher Institute is an independent research group supporting abortion rights. About 3% of U.S. high school students identify as transgender, according to the first attempt to gather national-level data on trans teens. The 2023 survey conducted by the Centers for Disease Control shows that gay and trans students often don't feel safe at school. Trans students also have higher rates of persistent sadness and suicidal thoughts. Miles Wilson is a 17-year-old trans student at East High School in Wichita. He says anti-trans legislation and attacks on gender-affirming care affect trans kids.
If we had full access to the health care that we need and support around us, we would not have this high of percentages of mental health issues.
About 25% of trans students reported skipping school because they felt unsafe. That's about twice the rate of other students. It's 6:35.
Here's my compost bin in the freezer. We've got us some tomato bits, and now we're adding 2 tea bags.
Listen for the latest headlines plus useful life hacks every weekday on Morning Edition.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. The latest national, international, and regional news, the occasional composting tip. Jay Schaefer will be your host. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence as well, and many other frequencies sort of scattered around the state, made possible by listeners just like you. You can join them anytime by pledging your support at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, committed to a healthier future for all Kansans with health care coverage for businesses and their employees. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business.
A little more All Things Considered still to come. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. If you're joining us on KPR One Station, stick around for news headlines, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music with Destiny. If you're joining us on KPR2, up next we have the Moth Radio Hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine. 30% chance of rain during the day, 80% chance of showers tomorrow night. Tomorrow, quite a bit warmer than today as well, with highs topping out in the mid-80s. It's 10 minutes before 7.
Carolina. And
worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on ARM. ARM.com. From Progressive, Progressive Commercial Auto Insurance protects the vehicles that work to keep small businesses moving forward, including protection while running errands and other tasks, at ProgressiveCommercial.com. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
After a roller coaster summer, the ballots are set, and the countdown to November has begun. Stay with NPR News to get closer to the issues and closer to your vote.
You will hear election coverage and more on your KPR stations. We are live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
If you've got an old car, truck, or motorcycle that's sitting around gathering cobwebs, donate it to KPR. A tow truck will come and pick up the vehicle, and you'll be eligible for a tax deduction. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
Coming up next, news headlines, then Stardate, then Evening Classical with Destiny. She is your host from 7 to 9 p.m. Seasons changing tonight, and the music tonight reflects that. Summer, fall, winter. Actually, the winter one, actually, abnormally features a frozen horse? Destiny will explain it all for you. We'll also get some non-odd music by Mozart and Haydn and Mendelssohn. It's all coming up. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Mariachi Arencia de Mexico on October 26th. The new generation of mariachi takes the stage for a night of Mexican music. More at jccc.edu/mtc.
This is KPR. It's 7:01. The news is next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Vice President Harris stopped by a local deli in Philadelphia today to rally with volunteers and supporters trying to reach as many voters as she can in swing states. NPR's Deepa Shivaram has more.
At the 4th Street Deli in Philadelphia, Harris arrived with Mayor Sherelle Parker. She ordered a pastrami on rye and German chocolate cake and reminded folks in the room that her campaign is about trying to unify the country.
The work that you all are doing, yes, it is about this election. Knock wood, God willing, we are going to win.
Harris is in Philadelphia to take part in a town hall event with CNN. And then she'll head to an event in Atlanta Thursday with former President Obama and an American rock icon, Bruce Springsteen. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, Philadelphia.
And with less than 2 weeks to go to the elections, both candidates are in swing states tonight. Trump is in Georgia today. He was at a faith-themed town hall this afternoon. He'll be at a rally tonight. In Turkey, 5 people are dead, more than 20 injured, after 2 assailants detonated an explosion and opened fire at the headquarters of a fighter jet manufacturer. Duri Buskaran has more.
Footage aired by the Turkish channel NTV News shows multiple explosions and gunshots at the headquarters of Turkish Aerospace Industries. Turkish Interior Minister Ali Yerlikaya says 2 attackers, a man and a woman, were killed by security forces. Turkish Aerospace Industries manufactures aircraft, including fighter jets and unmanned drones. These are often used in Turkish military campaigns against the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, in northern Iraq and Syria. The attack comes just 1 day after a close ally of Turkish President Erdogan publicly suggested that the imprisoned leader of the PKK, Abdullah Öcalan, could be freed if he disbanded the group. For NPR News, I'm Deri Buskaran in Istanbul.
And Turkey's Air Force hit Kurdish militant targets in Iraq and Syria today, an apparent retaliation. The defense ministry says more than 30 targets were destroyed in the aerial offensive. A SpaceX capsule carrying a crew of 4 is making its way back to Earth after spending more than 200 days at the International Space Station. Central Florida Public Media's Brendan Byrne has more.
3 NASA astronauts and a Russian cosmonaut began the 34-hour return trip back home in the same capsule that transported them to the station back in March. The crew was slated to return in August, but the mission was extended several times as NASA worked through issues uncovered during the test flight of Boeing's Starliner capsule. And more recently, the return home was delayed once again, thanks to Hurricane Milton, which caused unfavorable conditions at the capsule splashdown locations off of Florida. A successful splashdown early Friday morning will cap off the 7-month stay, the longest of any SpaceX human mission. For NPR News, I'm Brendan Byrne in Orlando.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate, October 23rd. Everything about black holes is extreme. That includes the range of their masses, from a few times the mass of the sun to a few billion. But there's not much in the middle, between about 100 and 100,000 times the sun's mass. Those middleweights are known as intermediate mass black holes. And they're extremely rare. Astronomers have cataloged no more than a few dozen of them. But some recent work has solidified the cases for 2 of them. One of the black holes is in IRS 13, a star cluster that's quite close to the supermassive black hole at the center of the galaxy. The cluster is more tightly packed than any other cluster in the Milky Way. Astronomers recently looked at stars at the cluster's heart. The stars appear to be orbiting something small but heavy. The most likely culprit is a black hole about 30,000 times the mass of the Sun. The other black hole is in the heart of Omega Centauri, the biggest star cluster in the galaxy. Earlier studies had suggested the cluster has a black hole up to 40,000 times the Sun's mass. Hubble Space Telescope revealed that several stars near the center of Omega Centauri move especially fast, so fast that they would be flung out of the cluster if they weren't held in place by something especially heavy. That anchor appears to be a black hole more than 8,000 times the mass of the Sun, a rare intermediate mass black hole. You can find more about black holes in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, committed to a healthier future for all Kansans with healthcare coverage for businesses and their employees. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business. are the seasons. They are a-changing here on KPR. That was the Summer Soiree Waltz by Wald Teufel. I am not ready to let go of summer. It was with the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic Orchestra. Hi there. I am Destiny, and, well, I do think it is autumn, and we will hear from autumn in just a moment. I do want to tell you, though, that around 7:15, I have a really neat suite. That rhymes. Yes. And Yo-Yo Ma is playing on it. It's quite great. It's by Korngold. I would stick around so that you can hear it. It's pretty nice. Oh, wow. So summer, autumn. There's always Christmas, winter. Guess what? The Kansas City Jazz Orchestra brings the swing Saturday night, December 14th at KPR's annual Big Band Christmas at Liberty Hall. What better way to kick off the holiday season than with some big band favorites and Christmas songs? I know, is it too soon for Christmas? It's never too soon. Tickets are on sale now at Liberty Hall and Ticketmaster.com. Find out more at kansaspublicradio.org. Okay, let's hear from the true season of the moment on KPR. Oldie but goodie gem of a recording here on KPR featuring the great Artur Rubinstein playing Grieg's Autumn Leaf. Yes, because it is autumn. Right here on KPR for you, enjoying the seasons. Winter is coming and it makes me think of how much I'm going to freeze. So naturally, we're going to hear from a frozen horse at the end of the hour. What? Yes, a frozen horse. You really, really cannot miss it. Before we get to this real treat coming up, I'd like to thank a couple of our great sponsors here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, now showing the exhibition Native Fashion, celebrating wearable artworks created by Indigenous people historically and today. Details are at spencerart.ku.edu. And the Topeka Zoo, celebrating 90 years of smiles, memories, wildlife, conservation, and open daily from 9 to 5. The calendar of events and ticket information is found at topekazoo.org. And I am like a zoo animal. You can find me Friday night, October 25th at 7 p.m. at the Lawrence Public Library putting on a free Halloween show. Please come support classical music. It's going to be really fun. Supporting live music means everything to us. Okay, speaking of live music, these performers are a lot of fun to see in person, but equally wonderful to hear on the radio. This is Korngold's Suite for Two Violins, Cello, and Piano, Left Hand, with Silverstein on violin, Laredo on violin, Yo-Yo Ma on cello, and Leon Fleischer on piano, right now on KPR.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Korn Gold Suite for two violins, cello, and piano left hand right here on KPR with Joseph Silverstein on violin and Jamie Laredo on violin, Yo-Yo Ma on cello, and Leon Fleischer on piano. What a combination of fantastic musicians. Wow. If only we could be a fly on the wall during their rehearsals. It must be so intriguing. If only you could be a fly on the wall during this radio show and try to understand my crazy brain and how I come up with things. Well, I did have a request for a bit more vocal music on KPR, and so I've been sneaking some in, and, well, we're going to hear about a horse that's very cold during the winter right now on KPR.
My horse was frozen like a stone a long, long time ago, frozen in the flower bed, in the wintry sun, a baby in the night time, a baby not at all. My horse took across the field with blood. I glance him fleeing toward the woods, and then not at all.
The Frozen Horse here on KPR. Boy, I've been playing some interesting things for you this week. I hope you enjoyed it. You can come back next hour after NPR News for some really normal music by Mozart and Haydn. I will see you soon on Kansas Public Radio.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we bring you the latest on everything from the presidential race to what interest rates are doing. But we also share stories that take us into other people's lives.
You actually played your horn while they were inside your skull.
Absolutely. Doesn't everybody?
Listen for the unexpected with the news weekdays on Morning Edition.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. It's Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, where KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Hedwig and the Angry Inch, a musical journey of love and loss, one weekend only, tomorrow through Saturday. Suggested for mature audiences. More at theaterlawrence.com. Public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded. Your business can unleash the potential of our listeners by sponsoring Kansas Public Radio. Learn how at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. 13 days to go to the elections, and both candidates are in swing states today. Former President Trump is in Georgia, starting at a faith-based town hall in Zebulon, then a rally in Duluth. And Vice President Harris is in Pennsylvania for a town hall on CNN, getting underway now. Meanwhile, the race for the coveted Latino swing vote is on around the country. In Allentown, Pennsylvania, where Latinos make up 54% of the population, one resident, Aria Ortiz, tells NPR, neither party can just assume they will get their vote.
Our Latino vote cannot be taken for granted, because people think, oh, just Latinos vote for this and that. We're more intentional in our vote. So if you really promise something, you better comply with whatever you promise. To the politicians that think that we're dumb enough that we don't remember things, we are very intelligent voters.
And both candidates have been courting the group. The U.S. has agreed to provide a $20 billion loan to Ukraine that will be backed by the interest from Russians for frozen Russian assets. NPR's Joannika Kisses reports it's part of a wider $50 billion package.
Russia Central Bank assets, frozen by Ukraine's allies, will be used as collateral for the $50 billion loan package. That includes the $20 billion that the U.S. is providing, says Dilip Singh, Deputy National Security Advisor on International Economics.
And as a result, Ukraine will receive the assistance it needs now without burdening our taxpayers.
In Washington, Ukraine's finance minister Serhiy Marchenko and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen also signed an agreement that the loan will not be taken from American taxpayer dollars. The World Bank says Ukraine will need nearly $500 billion for reconstruction and recovery over the next decade. Joannika Kisses, NPR News, Dnipro, Ukraine.
Walmart is growing a delivery service for prescriptions. The retail giant is stepping up its competition against Amazon's pharmacy business and adding new challenges for big pharmacy chains CVS and Walgreens. And here's Alina Selyuk reports.
Walmart's jockeying for healthcare dollars in what's still a fairly nascent market for prescription delivery to people's homes. Walmart already sells a notable share of medicines in the U.S., and now it plans to deliver prescriptions as fast as within 30 minutes, free of charge with a Walmart Plus membership or for about $10 otherwise. The service has already launched in Arkansas, Missouri, New York, Nevada, South Carolina, and Wisconsin, and Walmart plans to offer same-day delivery in virtually all U.S. states by the end of January. This comes just 2 weeks after Amazon announced the expansion of its prescription delivery service.
And NPR's Alina Selyuk reporting. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at WTGrantFoundation.org. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
I promise to use some normal music this hour here on KPR, Mozart's very famous Rondo alla Turca from his piano sonata. This recording featured Julian Lloyd Webber on the cello and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Hey there, I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me. I've got some of your favorites coming up by Haydn, and then at around 8:25, one of Mendelssohn's very, very famous piano trios with a very famous group of musicians. That'll be really nice. I am a violinist, and I am pleading with all of you to please come out and support the live day concerts on Friday, and you can actually hear me performing live in person, a really spooky yet fun Halloween show, 7 p.m., Lawrence Public Library. It's free, Friday night. It's free, free, free. It's made possible by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister of Healing Smiles of Topeka, and there are lots of musicians performing throughout the day. But boy, do I have quite the treat of a Halloween show in store for you. There's nothing like seeing it in person. Of course, listening to the radio is fantastic, but hearing it live and just being there and a part of the experience is what is our purpose as musicians. We love you being there and getting your energy. So I hope to see you there. There are more details, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. We are your place to find music and NPR news, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. And now, how about a Haydn symphony that has not played on Kansas Public Radio for a few years? Perfect reason to play it. It's a short one. It's about 19 minutes. It's number 20. It's with Christopher Hogwood and the Academy of Ancient Music, right now on KPR.
Thank you.
delightful little Haydn symphony here on KPR number 20 with Christopher Hogwood and the Academy of Ancient Music. Delightful indeed, like the Green Lady Lounge. They're a great sponsor and supporter here at KPR. They feature Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer, live KC jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Info is at greenladylounge.com. I really would like to know how they got the name Green Lady Lounge. If the lady was green with envy, or if she was green from drinking all of those cocktails, who knows? I don't know. I make terrible jokes. I'm sorry, folks. Not a joke. Coming right up, Felix Mendelssohn's Piano Trio No. 2. One of his most famous, of course, is the D minor trio, but this one is in C. Yes, it's a different key, but boy, is it just as magnificent. I think you will like it. I've played it. I've played both, and I actually prefer this one. It's really fun and captivating. This recording is with Nicolas Angelic on piano, Renaud Capuçon on violin, and Gauthier Capuçon on cello. Right now on KPR.
Thank you.
Well, the audience loved that as much as I did here on KPR. Mendelssohn's Piano Trio number 2 with Anglic on piano and the Capuçon brothers on violin and cello. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this evening. It's been fun. I really do hope to meet you Friday night at 7 p.m. at the Lawrence Public Library. I am playing a Halloween show with my friends, John, Mike, and Hyunsoon, and I've even got a cute little student playing a Halloween song. It's going to be amazing. Don't miss it. NPR News is up next, and then Jazz in the Night on KPR.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with NPR News. Any good news organization should bring you points of view that you agree with and points of view that you don't. Facts you approve and facts that make you uncomfortable. Our job is to bring you the full picture in context so you can decide. This is NPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Cherry Street Youth, an after-school program for students in Chanute. Now in a fundraising challenge to support the program with a 100% match doubling donations through the end of the year. Contributions welcome at cherrystreet.org. It's Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting a cappella group Straight No Chaser in their Top Shelf Tour, Wednesday, November 13th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The election is less than 2 weeks away, and Vice President Harris and former President Trump are campaigning again in swing states today. In a town hall in Philadelphia on CNN tonight, Harris once again says her opponent is the wrong choice.
I do believe that Donald Trump is unstable, increasingly unstable, and unfit to serve.
Harris says many high-profile Republicans from previous administrations support her bid for the White House.
The reason why among them is a legitimate fear based on Donald Trump's words and actions that he will not obey an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
She also touched on the economy and says the right to abortion has to be protected. Meanwhile, Trump is in Georgia, where he took part in a faith-based town hall in Zebulon this afternoon, reminding his supporters to vote early.
November 5th, and you'll probably, many of you have, who's already voted? It's going to be a big one. I think it's the most important election in the history of our country. I really believe that. I think most of the people here do, too.
And later he rallied in Duluth, Georgia. The U.S. says it has evidence that North Korea sent 3,000 military troops to Russia. Why they're there is yet to be seen. White House National Security Advisor John Kirby says Pyongyang sent the 3,000 troops to eastern Russia, but it's not clear what Russian President Vladimir Putin has in mind.
He hasn't been transparent at all with the Russian people about this particular move about bringing in North Korean soldiers. So that he has to farm out the fighting to a foreign country, I think, speaks volumes.
His comments come after South Korea's National Intelligence Service said that at least 1,500 North Korean special operations troops were training in Russia. Seoul says those troops were given Russian uniforms, weapons, and IDs. Both Russia and North Korea have repeatedly denied that there has been a deployment. Boeing is reporting a loss of more than $6 billion in the third quarter. NPR's Joel Rose says the airplane maker's new CEO is promising to make the company leaner and more focused.
Boeing CEO Kelly Ortberg has kept a low profile since taking over in August. In his first public remarks, Ortberg told CNBC that Boeing has a lot of work ahead to get back to profitability.
We really need to embark on a culture change that is something more than just a poster on the wall.
Ortberg says the company will lay off about 10% of its workforce and could look to sell off some non-core parts of its business, though he didn't give any specifics. Ortberg says it's also important to end the ongoing machinist strike that has halted production at Boeing's factories in the Pacific Northwest for over 5 weeks. Union members are voting now on a new contract offer. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. futures contracts are trading in mixed territory at this hour. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The world's tallest active geyser is pretty mysterious, but at least one of its recent eruptions may have been triggered by an earthquake. That's according to a new study of Steamboat Geyser in Yellowstone National Park. As NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports, this geyser is spectacular, but it's also unpredictable.
Steamboat's eruptions send water up hundreds of feet. Now, researchers have investigated one eruption that occurred just hours after a small earthquake. Mara Reed is with the University of California, Berkeley. She says some instrument readings suggest that this quake altered the flow of hot water underground in a way that set off the eruption.
I would argue it's probably what happened, but still definitely not 100% sure.
The study is in the journal Volcanica. She says geysers and volcanoes are a lot alike. So one reason to study this is to better understand how earthquakes might cause dangerous volcanic eruptions. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
Baseball phenom Fernando Valenzuela has died. The Los Angeles Dodgers pitching ace was 63 years old and no cause of death was released. He won the National League Cy Young Award and Rookie of the Year in 1981 and helped the Dodgers win the World Series. The Mexican-born pitcher left the Dodgers' Spanish-language TV broadcast in September without explanation and was reported to have been hospitalized earlier in the month. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include JTV, Jewelry Television, offering a variety of jewelry designs, including handcrafted artisan designs from Bali, Turkey, Israel, and India. JTV is available on TV or at JTV.com.
the enthusiastic audience at the Sundown Club in Hollywood, November 1959, and the Terry Gibbs Dream Band with a tune called Back Bay Shuffle, featuring the leader vibraphonist Terry Gibbs, opening tonight's Jazz in the Night on KPR. This newly issued album is called Volume 7, The Lost Tapes from 1959, the Terry Gibbs Dream Band, a great swinging L.A.-based big band. We'll have some more from that later this hour because it is Wednesday night. It's 9 p.m. hour. It's our weekly new release spotlight hour with two tracks each from four of the best new albums in jazz, including up next from trombonist Delphio Marsalis and the Uptown Jazz Orchestra from New Orleans. I'm Bob McWilliams. Thanks so much for dropping by. We're going to hear Delphio Marsalis' trombone with the Uptown Jazz Orchestra on one called Bassy Moods on KPR. Thank you. from New Orleans, trombonist Delfio Marsalis and the Uptown Jazz Orchestra here on KPR's Jazz in the Night. Their new album is our Jazz Album of the Week. It's called Crescent City Jewels, and that one paying honor to the Count Basie style called Basie Moods. More from this later this hour with drummer Brandon Sanders up next, and then trombonist John Fedchuk here on our KPR new release Spotlight. Everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will, an inspired way to support an organization that enriches your life and that of others in the community. Find out more about leaving a legacy gift to KPR at legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. It was great to have drummer Brandon Sanders at the Lead Center Just Friends Jazz Series recently. He's a KU Jayhawk alum who got heavily into jazz here. I really appreciated hanging out with Dick Wright, our Cape Lake Dick Wright, and his wonderful music collection and wealth of knowledge. Brandon has a new album out. It's called The Tables Will Turn. And the tune we're going to hear is one by Thelonious Monk, 4-1, drummer Brandon Sanders on KPR.